Introduction. Turning our world upside down. A couple of miles from downtown San Antonio, nestled near some of the city's oldest neighborhoods, sits a quaint little home with blue siding and white colonnades. Inside are books that number in the thousands. They stand at attention on shelves that ascend from floor to vaulted ceiling. Others rest haphazardly atop one another on the faded green carpet. There are cheap paperback romances with browning pages, thick philosophical tomes, colorful travel journals. The rooms in which children once played, couples dreamed their dreams, and families broke bread together now shelter everyone from Aristotle to Dostoevsky. The musty smell of wisdom and antiquity paints the air. To some, it's just an old used bookstore. But to me, it's a temple of humanity's ever-searching mind, seeking to capture some of this world's truth, beauty, and mystery in ink on paper. The last time I visited this store, I pulled random books off the shelves, riffled through their pages. From one of them, a slip of paper fell, fluttering to the floor like a bird with a broken wing. I stooped to pick it up. In my hand was a single faded and yellowed sheet, folded in half and dated June 9th, 1999. It had camped out in that book for almost 20 years. I unfolded it and scanned the words. Two short but weighty questions were scribbled on it. I read them, then read them again, more slowly. I smiled, refolded the sheet of paper, and reunited it with the book that had been its protector. Someone else would discover the note. Someone else would read it. Perhaps the same questions were bouncing around in their own heads. At one time or another, I suppose we all ask them. Nearly two decades ago, our anonymous friend asked, "Does it matter what one believes? Or is anything okay, just so long as you feel good about it?" What I'd give to sit down with our friend and inquire if, in the last 20 years, he or she has moved any closer to answering those questions. I was 29 years old when that note was penned. I read it on the eve of my 47th birthday. My own journey over those years has taken a myriad of unexpected twists and turns, and more setbacks than I care to remember. At the age of 29, I had life pretty well mapped out. The body of truth dissected and labeled, and the world divided into neat little black and white boxes. I was a pastor, and in 2 years would become a professor. I would have demolished those two questions with well-honed arguments and a barrage of biblical proof texts, perhaps with a dash of disdain in my voice. Today, I'd likely say, "Hey, let's grab a beer and talk about it." In that conversation, as in this one you and I are just beginning, I'd attempt to gently dig beneath those ground-level questions to probe into some other matters. We could discuss what it means to be human, to be able to ask questions like that in the first place. We could talk about what believing is, what it means for something to matter, and how reliable or not our feelings are when it comes to truth.